One of the more dominant issues surrounding the Trump administration and agriculture is trade, more specifically NAFTA. How important is free trade to rural communities here in Illinois, and what would a withdrawal mean for farmers?
Yeah, it's incredibly big for us. Maybe the huge, to borrow one of the president's favorite lines, but NAFTA is very important. It is a trade agreement that has incredible value to Illinois agriculture. We trade with both Mexico and Canada. Very big market for us. Makes us very nervous when we hear the president, although we're used to it by now, threaten to withdraw from NAFTA. Losing that market would have major implications, not just for farmers and prices, but also for there's about 10,000 jobs associated with NAFTA in Illinois that are not on-farm jobs.
Global prices for agricultural products have seen a continual slump really since the recession. How, if at all, could this administration change that? And is there really any indication of a better market year in 2018?
I've sat through some projections by economists, ag economists, and other market participants, and the low price scenario should probably persist. And so that's, you know, that's the future, the near future that we're looking at. And for the foreseeable future, I don't see that we, unless there's some weather event, somewhere we've had great growing seasons here in Illinois. And of course, we want that to continue. But unless there's a major weather event, the price projections are not going to be high. They're going to be below the cost of production. And so we really do need an emphasis on trade. It would be great if the administration would get going on some of the bilateral trade negotiations that they've talked about. But those are very time consuming, and they don't, it just takes a while to get through them.
The deregulatory agenda is something that the farming community has, for the most part, championed, and it's something President Trump is obviously very proud of. How has it impacted farmers here, and what can be expected on the horizon?
You know, that's a good question. The president has been very aggressive. The statistic that he gives is we've cut 22 regulations for every one. And that's an impressive statistic. And job creators and business owners, love to hear that. I think just as importantly, from our standpoint, we've been happy to have the opportunity to weigh in to several federal agencies over the course of the last year with our ideas on regulations, how to make processes smoother, everything from Farm Bill sign up to, working with the National Resource Conservation Service to the Army Corps of Engineers. So we've had an opportunity to weigh in. My feeling is that the agencies are taking this executive order very seriously. Some things are going to change.
Now, rural America was a key demographic in helping to elect President Trump. We've seen reports that some of his economic policies may not be the best for the farming community, of which we've talked about, trade specifically. What other types of anxieties are being felt by the farming community, or is trade the predominant issue?
That would be the predominant issue. I think infrastructure is an area I think that we'd like to see some focus. We like what we've heard so far. We're waiting to see the plan, and our hope is that rural America will get a shot in the arm in an infrastructure plan.